listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey guys, welcome to CarCast. Before we get started, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Dodge and Continental. We've got a great show for you guys today. I'm going to give you some updates on the Ford Lightning that I just got, and it's good. It's nice. And we're going to give away some tickets to Bristol, to the NASCAR race in Bristol. But again, before we get started, let me tell you a little bit about Continental belts. If you think of all the weird things that you find in cars, I'm not just talking about French fries and melted crayons. Talking about live snakes, bizarre trinkets, stuff that makes you wonder about folks. Well, another thing that'll make you wonder, but in a good way, are Continental belts. I bet you didn't know that they're OE in millions of Chrysler, Dodge, Ford, BMW, VW, and GM vehicles. And Continental has launched their aftermarket multi-V belt with the OE pedigree. It's their OE technology series of belts. They're fanatically engineered for perfect fit, form, and function for 98% of the vehicles on the road in the U.S. and Canada. So Continental's OE Technology Series Multi-V Belt, the belt with the OE pedigree. To get the full story, go to oetechnologyseries.com. And of course, CarCast is brought to you by Dodge. It's Dodge Performance Days, where we celebrate speed, power, and performance. And that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burnt rubber. Check out the Dodge Charger with its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. All right, let's get started. Hello, I am Matt, the Motorator DeAndre. Welcome to CarCast with Bill Goldberg as well. Ooh, we should maybe call it the Truck CarCast because I'm a truck guy now. Just want you to know. I'm a truck guy now. CarCast.
One truck purchase does not denote a truck guy.
It's,
the purchase that you made kind of takes you straight to the top.
Yeah, so I just rolled up to the studio and I brought the truck over and I talked to Sean over there working in the shop and I said, let's go for a ride. Let me know what you think. You know, let me know what issues you find. And he comes over, shakes my hand. He's like, congratulations, you're a real man now. I was like, all right, jeez.
Who knew it was that easy?
That's all I had to do was buy a used truck. Well, listen, CarCast is brought to you by our friends at Zybar, of course, for better engine performance, horsepower, fuel economy, and lower underhood temperatures. Zybar is an ultra-thin, high-temperature coating that reduces radiant heat by 90%. Put Zybar on, take heat off. You can learn more at Zycoat.com. I think later in the week, we're going to get Tim McCarthy, the boss over there, back on and chat with him about what's new. And I already talked to him, and I talked to the Zybar guys and Richard Waitis at Magnaflow, and I said, I don't know what I'm going to do to this truck, except I know I want to do exhaust. And he said, perfect. I've got some ideas. And I said, okay, but we've got a Zybar, Zycoat, this exhaust, because I really want to try this stuff out on the exhaust. We tried it on the Porsche 935 on the brake shields, but I want to put it on the exhaust. And Richard said, funny you mention that. I'm sitting in my office and I'm staring at a can of their product right now. And they said they want us to try it on something. And I was like, great, I've got the vehicle for you. And then we can, there's some things Magnaflow's working on. They've got some new products, new muffler designs and things like that, that I believe that they're waiting for some patents to go through. They have them done. They're made. Like the prototypes and stuff are made. They're waiting for some patents to go through. And I'm talking to Richard Waitis. And I was like, let's do it. I want to put the new stuff on there. And we'll just wait until to get into the details. But he sent me the pictures and everything, and it's going to be sick. It's going to be awesome. I love what that guy is doing over there and everybody at Magnaflow. I just one call, and he's like, I'm on board. What are we doing? And I was like, you tell me. He's like, okay, I want to do 1¾-inch headers. He's like, and then we're going to put our cats on there, and we're going to do this muffler. And he goes, but I want to tuck it all up high underneath the truck so you don't really see it. And maybe at the back of the truck, the corner of the bed, we might have the tailpipe come through the bed, like out the side fender.
I bet you were just, you were crying. You were so displeased with his his options. Sounds like a great deal, man. Yeah, go ahead. Do what you want to do.
And he's like,
okay, well, let's hide it under here and then put the exhaust out the frame. Yeah, well,
that's all him. Great. That's all, yeah, that's Richard Waitis. He's like, yeah, I don't want to. He's like, let's do it. Let's do it cool. And make a plate for it, like a stainless plate that goes on the bed. So it's kind of like, you know, the exhaust that you see on some of the race cars. Yeah, and I think even Ring Brothers, a bunch of guys do it, kind of go through. What I didn't want, what I have on there now is it has like old school headers. I don't know, Hooker or something like that, or Headman, and they're fine. And it's got an old exhaust, cat-back exhaust, but it has the two pipes coming in front of the rear tire on the passenger side, right?
Yeah,
and they're just regular pipes, like just, you know, and just cut off straight. There's no tip or anything really on it. It's just pipe. So it looks kind of shitty and it's kind of loud on that side. And I don't know. It's just, I want it to sound good, but I want it to be, you know, to be drivable and stuff. And, you know, that's why we talked to Richard about it. But it looks good. I just posted a bunch of pictures up. I got the truck. My buddy Ed Brown, the tow guy, he and his partner Michelle, they said, okay, we'll go get it. And I said, yeah, but I've been talking about it. Now I really want it. And he's like, okay. I talked to him. I swear I talked to him on like Friday. And he said, I will go up there and get it Sunday and bring it back for you Monday morning. And sure enough, they showed up in Oregon at that dude's house, 8:30 in the morning. They loaded it up. And at one point he called me because Ed knows me. And he's like, he goes, hey, it's 10:30 at night on Sunday night. And he goes, how badly do you want your truck? And I go, well, I want it, but like, what are you saying? He's like, I could be there at 2 a.m. I was like, no, I don't need it that badly. I'll see you at 8:30. And, but it was great. It showed up. They got it in closed transport for me in a big, you know, like a big, I don't know, F-350 in a closed trailer. And they just won.
You get a good deal?
I'll tell you, it's we talked about it, and if it's the same price as most of the other guys, but Ed was available to go and get it, and I've used him before for a bunch of stuff, and so I like him and I trust him, and he was going to deliver it to me in the morning. So, no, it wasn't really a discount, and we talked about it. I was like, dude, what's going on with prices of the shipping stuff? And he's like, frickin' insurance, man. He's like, insurance, it keeps going up, and it keeps busting their chops. And I'll tell you, when a Walmart truck runs over Tracy Morgan, like that doesn't help insurance policies, you know,
no.
Like those kind of disasters are terrible for a Tracy Morgan, but terrible for everybody else trying to ship things across the country with these types of trucks, you know, and
yeah,
now
even worse for a Bugatti,
right? A Bugatti. And, by the way, the shipping disasters recently, we had the boat that sank with like a couple of GT3 RSs on it, like four, I think, Porsches,
yep,
are at the bottom of the ocean. And there was a train recently. Was there a train that crashed with a bunch of Jeep Gladiators on it? Did you hear about that? And there was a photo,
no,
of like a bunch of Jeep Gladiators like smashed up like an accordion off of a train. So that's terrible as well. But anyway, I've got a truck, and I posted a bunch of pictures on Instagram and Facebook for you guys to take a look at it. I love all the comments. I love all the ideas. I love all the shit you guys are giving me about finishing a Mustang first. Listen, it's happening. I worked on it the other weekend, and it's going to be going out to my buddy Ray soon as well, and he's going to be doing some work.
Tell
on
everybody
it.
To kiss your ass.
It's
You're
fine.
Now,
I love
here's
it.
Here's the question. When you drove that thing, what was your first impression? Were you happy with your purchase?
I was. You know, when I saw it in the trailer and they unloaded it, my first thought was, thank God, it's actually a lot nicer than I thought it was going to be, just in the age. It's 99,000 miles. It's a 1995. And then it's funny because I texted the owner, this guy, Alan's, only two owners on this truck, and very nice guy, takes pride in his cars, has a couple muscle cars and things like that. And I said, the truck is coming up there. I think we're all set. You got your paperwork in order. And he said, yeah, talk to the driver. He's coming up to get it. And he said, I'm changing the oil and washing the truck for you as we speak. I said, thank you. It's very, very kind of you. I like that. I like that he takes pride in it. Didn't need to do that because he's selling it. but he did. And that's the kind of guy you want to buy a truck from or a car or whatever.
Absolutely.
You know, so I like that. He's been very nice. So, so it's much cleaner than I thought it was going to be. The interior is really good. There's no cracks in the dash. And, you know, it's got like a whatever, an aftermarket, like leather wrap or something on the steering wheel. So, you know, it's fine. It's just you can tell where there's some wear and tear on that. The interior's in pretty good shape. You know, I could probably use a new carpet or some floor mats or something like that and whatnot.
Did it come with this, with a pair of Wranglers, a pair of boots? And a straw cowboy hat?
It doesn't, but I went and had dinner on Friday night with my buddy Tyson. You know Tyson's been here on the show a few times, actor friend of mine, goes out to Barrett Jackson, and he's just a good old boy from Texas. He and his whole family were in town, and they're all such Texans, and they're like, by the way,
throw them all in the bed of the truck.
Oh, no, I didn't have it yet. And I said, I showed up to dinner. I was like, yeah, I'm a truck guy now. And they're like, what you need is a machete and you need these guns. and they're so into the guns that they're really busting my chops, but they were into it. And then no joke, they were like, by the way, they're like, next year we're planning a trip. And I was like, you know what? This is going to be fun. I love going on trips with these guys. We all went to Utah and we went to a Sundance Film Festival and we went out there to special order to commission a build for their Humvee, right? They were getting a Humvee and custom ordering it and getting it all built up from all based off the military Humvee, not that pussy Beverly Hills H1, you know, with the leather interior. This is a man's Humvee. And so we went out there to design that thing. We had a great trip with these guys. And they're like, we're taking another trip. And I go, okay, great. What are we doing? They're like, we're going to Argentina to go dove hunting.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, I don't even know what that is. I've never done that before. I was like, but fine. You want to go murder some birds? Let's go murder some birds. I don't know. Maybe I'll just sit there and drink a beer, but it sounds like a fun trip to me. And they're like, no, we're planning it. We're going. I was like, okay, let's do it. It sounds awesome, actually. We looked at the photos and of the trip and the place and the lodge and all that stuff, and it sounds fantastic. So,
go out of your comfort zone, man. You might enjoy it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if you've done any hunting. We sure to hell know Steve Austin does. I don't know how he eats if he doesn't. And
I've hunted a little bit, you know, throughout the years. I mean, working with the Humane Society of the United States didn't make it very conducive to advertising it. But, you know, I'm fighting for domesticated animals, not not your wild species. So.
Yeah, so I guess the program is the town that where this lodge is this is kind of a big thing for their town, their tourism, the money that brings to the town. But there's a lot of people there that want the food as well. So a bunch of, you know, yuppies go there and they shoot these birds and they eat whatever they can eat. And then all the others go to the people in the town and they get it all for free and eat it. Right. So
that's,
so, you know, I don't know. It's something, I guess that's something to make us feel better about it. But, like I said, maybe I'll just go out there and drink some beer, but it sounds like a fun trip. I've never been to Argentina. Somebody says, you want to go to Argentina? I'm like, I'm all in. Let me know what I got to do.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm in. So, the truck looks great. I was driving it around. There's a couple of things, like you were asking is, it's better, like I said, it's better than I thought. It's got that supercharger on it. The supercharger is barely blowing any air into that thing. It's old, and the old Powerdyne superchargers, they run real hot, and they weren't the best. But it was on since it was in the dealer new. Two things I noticed out the gate is, one, there's a lot of slop in the steering, and it could just be like the rag joint, you know, that rubber bushing. It could be the steering box. So, you know, it's fixable. It's just, you know, 99,000 miles on it. Those are things that you expect. So I'd like to tighten that up a little bit. So I'm going to talk to some guys, to see about that. Maybe give the guys at Flaming River a call. I'm sure they have a lot of insight onto that. I've used their stuff on the Mustangs for rack and pinion conversions and they've got some, you know, not refurbished, but like new steering boxes, quick ratio. They might have some advice on that. So the other thing is the guy put a shift kit in the transmission. Somebody at one point put a shift kit in the transmission. And I don't know, the shift kit to me, it just feels like like an old school mod, like cherry bombs or something like that. Like we just don't really need it anymore. You know what I'm talking about?
Glass packs.
Yeah, the glass packs or something like that. It's just not quite the same. So the shift kit, as you know, a lot of you guys know, but if you don't, there's an automatic transmission. You drop the pan, there's a filter, and there's these the valves that are in there and these springs that are in there, and it controls how hard or soft it shifts automatically, just the 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 shift. And the automatic transmission, and you know, every new car today, you want it to shift fairly quick, but be comfortable. You want it to shift comfortably, and that's way so many of the automatic transmissions are designed. Well, the shift kit, you go in there and you kind of change out the springs and stuff like that, and it hardens the shift a lot. So yeah, I take the truck out and I slam the gas, and when it goes to that 1 to 2 shift, it chirps the tires, and it's fun to do that little blast. But around town now, it's just shifting so hard, like even just like you know, just pulling out of the driveway and going down the neighborhood at, you know, 15, 20 miles an hour, it shifts, it goes bunk, and you feel it. And you're like, God, what was that? And so I don't know. I think that shift kit's got to go. It should be more comfortable. I don't mind adding power and doing whatever, but it should we don't need that thing in there. That's an old school mod, in my opinion. Listen, if you're drag racing it or really just getting on it all the time, it's fine. But it just... I think that needs
to
go.
Or you want
to
blow the transmission, just keep it on there and just drive it around LA.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, look, you get on it a little bit and that shift is fun, but it just seems a little too harsh. So I'd probably put it back the way it was. But anyway, we're going to take a couple calls in a second. But first, I'm going to tell you guys about Geico. You've heard us before. Everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off your dry cleaning. You pick up some milk. Now you can save hundreds of dollars on car insurance, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Go to geico.com. All right, we have tickets to Bristol. If you guys were listening last week, we've got a few sets of tickets and some hats to give out. And we've got a couple callers, and they're going to tell us why they want Bristol tickets. So Kevin is on line 4, and let's see if I can get this right. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Matt.
How you doing? I'm doing great. You're on the phone with Goldberg as well.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. And you, where are you calling from?
Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Wow, Michigan. We're going to be up there.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be in Detroit August 10th, I believe, for Roadkill Nights. And
went last year.
You did? Well, come on by and make sure you come and see us and see CarCast live. We're going to be there for most of the day. We're trying to figure that out. We got flights and travels and things we got to figure out, but we're going to come out there. So I'm expecting you to come out there, Kevin. So you want tickets to Bristol. Tell me why. Tell me what's going on. Have you been to a race before?
I have been to Michigan International, and I've been to some dirt track stuff, but never to Bristol. It's always on the bucket list. Just haven't quite got there yet.
It's a little bit of a haul. Are you going to make it August 17th?
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to go with you?
Nice drive down south through the mountains is always nice.
Okay.
If you get the tickets, who's going with you?
My buddy for sure. Depending on how many there is. If it's just two, then it'll be just my buddy. Maybe my girlfriend, maybe.
Maybe. All right. We'll see. Okay.
No guarantees.
What do you think, Matt? I mean, a first timer a night race at Bristol.
Yeah.
We can get some great feedback from him as to how kick ass that race is, because I've attended it a number of times. And since we kind of balked on the first week, I'm just going to go ahead and say that Kevin deserves 2 sets of tickets. So, Kevin, I think you're in. I think you're in, man, and you got 3 people you can take with you.
Yeah.
All right. You're gonna throw in a hat for him, Bill?
Throw in a hat for him, absolutely. Sign it and You'll be good to go.
All right. Listen, I was going to make you work for it more. I was going to take more calls, but Bill says you're going. You got four tickets to Bristol. So,
oh man,
you're in. You got four tickets. Chris is going
to
get.
You got a guy who's been to the race in Michigan, who's never been down to Bristol, who lives in Michigan, who's been to dirt track racing. This is a guy that deserves to go to the best night race that there is in NASCAR. So, you know, that's why, Kevin, I said immediately that you didn't have to jump through any more hoops. This is what we want to do with these tickets. There are a lot of people out there that have been to that race, but to get a NASCAR fan that hasn't been to that race that's willing to make that drive, man, you're what it's all about.
Yeah.
I want you to have a great time.
Wow.
All right, Kevin, you're in. So I'm going to put you on hold. You need to give Chris your name, address, and phone number because we're going to follow up with you after this race. And we're going to hear about how you guys did. So I'm going to put you on hold, and then we're going to talk to Bobby. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay.
Hello, Bobby.
Matt Goldberg, how's it going?
All right, yeah. We're both on the phone there. What's going on, Bobby? Where are you from?
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis. Wow, St. Louis. It's been getting a lot of news over there, right? How's your hockey team? Are they still sobering up or what?
We haven't come off the high from the Bud Light yet.
Oh, my gosh. Those guys know how to party. Their interviews were hilarious.
Like, Gloria.
When they were doing that, when they were doing the parade and they were interviewing some of the guys in the team, and they're the nicest guys ever, and they're just walking around with their beer and none of their teeth installed. And and having the best time, and just their interviews were great. They were fun. All right, Bobby. So you're in St. Louis. You want to go to Bristol?
Yes.
How are you going to get there?
It's about a 9-hour drive, so we're just going to drive it. I don't know if I should just launch into the reason I think I should be going, but
yes.
I already pissed the wife off, letting her know she is not a NASCAR fan, but I'm a huge, big enough fan for the both of us. That is supposed to be the weekend for my daughter's birthday party. Went ahead and preemptively canceled that.
Canceled your daughter's birthday. Don't say cancel. Just say postpone.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if it gets
postpone.
Reset.
All right. So you want to go out there in August and you want to drive 9 hours. Have you been to a NASCAR race before?
Well, just outside of St. Louis, it was a gateway. Now it's Worldwide Technologies Raceway, I think is the name of it now. But been to a few Xfinity back when they had those races and the Truck Series races. Have not been to an actual bigger race before, so this will be the biggest race I would have been to.
And who's going to go with you?
My wife, if she's talking to me by then, and depending on the number,
you might want to take your daughter.
Yeah, I don't know if your daughter's into NASCAR, but maybe she'll like Bristol.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, Bobby, this is what we're going to do. I got a pair of tickets for you. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets, and you can go. And Chris, I'm going to put you on hold, and Chris is going to get your name and address and phone number. And then we'll talk to you. Yeah, we're gonna give Bobby a pair of tickets.
Congrats, Bobby! I hope you can make it back into the good graces with your family. But we hope you have a hell of a time at Bristol.
Yeah.
Hey, as long as I get to the race, I'll be happy. We'll work out the rest later.
All right, I'm gonna put you on hold and wait for Chris. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so he's on hold. Looks like we got somebody else calling in, although my board isn't lighting up for five. I think four is on hold and six is on hold.
Oh, do four. Do four.
Do four. Okay, do we want to give away more tickets? Do we have? What do we got? We gave away three pairs of tickets.
Yeah, we got four more pairs.
Four more pairs. All right, let's talk to Doug. We're going to make him earn it. All right, we're going to get Doug on the phone. Hello, Doug.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, you're on the phone with Goldberg and myself. How are you?
Right on, doing good.
So you're in Virginia?
Yes, sir.
Tell me why you want some Bristol tickets.
I want some Bristol tickets because it's been forever since I got to go to a NASCAR race.
Right.
And I've never got to go. I've been to Bristol during the day. I've never got to go at night.
Oh, really? So you've been to Bristol before?
I have, but I've never been to the nighttime race.
Okay, well, What else you got? Who's going to go with you?
Me and my wife would go.
Your wife's going to go with you. Is she a NASCAR fan or she's just a fan of you?
I don't know if she's a fan of me. I wouldn't say that.
I don't know how this works. Somebody be like, I don't know about NASCAR, but I'm all in on Bristol. I just want to take the road trip or something. Are you guys, so you guys are going to...
There you go.
You guys are going to drive out there? What do you drive? What are you going to drive?
We drive. What I drive a minivan.
Do you?
I have four kids, so...
Oh, man. Did the kids, are they into Bristol? Are they into NASCAR?
Yeah, they are.
It sounds like they're not going on this trip. Is this a reason for you and the wife to get away and leave the...
There you go.
Leave the kids.
That's what it'll be.
Leave the kids with the, you know, the in-laws, maybe?
There we go. If we get someone to watch them, absolutely.
All right. What do you think, Bill?
Don't leave this one on me, man. We got to make them jump through a couple more hoops.
All right. Actually, I'm going to put you... We got one more pair of tickets to give away.
Hey, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
Bill.
Sir.
When you lost to Kevin Nash for the first time, it was your first loss, man. I got in so much trouble that night because I ordered the pay-per-view, right? And you lose, he powerbombs you, you go down, and Nash stuns you, powerbombs you, you go down. I get pissed off. I go after my brother.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love
Come
that.
On, man.
I love that. Well...
How old were you? Were you like, you, were you like 35
when
this happened?
How old was I?
Yeah.
Gee, what was that? 98?
Yeah. Don't ask me. That was
99? I don't know. I was probably 13, 14.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold, and then we're going to talk to Kevin.
Right,
hold on. All right. We're going to talk to Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how are you, man?
All right. You're on with Goldberg as well.
Okay, hey, Goldberg. Kevin. How you doing?
Where are you?
Good.
I'm in Indiana.
Indiana. Tell me why you want to go to Bristol. It sounds like a little bit of a trip.
Well, it's been an hour away from my dad, and it'd be a great father-son trip, and we both kind of follow it on TV. I've never been to a NASCAR race, and I don't think he has either. But, you know, we both followed it on TV and, you know, I've been kind of an intermittent fan, I guess is the best way to put it. I've, you know, followed it.
But you've never been to a race.
I've never been to a national race. No,
Have you been to any?
Tickets.
Have you been,
I've been to an Indy? Been to an Indy race.
You've been to an Indy
years
race.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
That was pretty fun.
If you said you've been to one Indy race and you tell me it was the Indy 500, I'm going to snap at you.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
All right,
yeah,
so you can just say you've been to the Indy 500. That's different. That's like going, hey, I've been to the Super Bowl, and you said I've been to one football game.
Exactly.
Right? Like, that doesn't, like, yeah. Don't bury the lead here, Kevin. Say you've gone to the Indy 500. You say you're from Indiana. You've gone to an Indy race. You've been to the Indy 500. Yeah. You've been to the biggest thing ever. Did you get up in the grandstands and watch, or were you drinking beer in the infield there?
Yeah, well, we won tickets and we were in the behind the pits. We were in the tower section. So we had good seats. So we were mid pit section watching all the pit action.
All right,
so it was pretty good seats.
It's pretty good seats. So winning tickets is your thing.
I'm pretty lucky. Well,
yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see how lucky you are. All right, Kevin. So you're going to make it to Bristol? Are you sure? Because you got to call us afterward and let us know how the race was.
Yeah, I would definitely be able to make it.
Otherwise, you...
So, I've checked my calendar. I'm not scheduled for work that weekend, but yeah, I called my dad. I'm like, hey, there's a possibility. Are you free? And he's like, I'm definitely free. And I said, all right, well, I said, I'll put my name in the running, and we'll go from there and see what happens. So,
All right, Kevin, you're getting a pair of tickets, and I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to talk to Chris. You give him your name and address and phone number so we can get a hold of you later, okay?
All right, tell your dad we said hello and have a great time with
him. Yeah, I love the dad and son trip as well, so I'm going to put you on hold for that. All right, so now...
Good call.
So what did we give? We gave somebody two pairs of tickets, and then a third pair and a fourth. But we gave away four sets of tickets.
Yeah.
We have two more sets of tickets to give away.
No, we gave away four. We got three sets of tickets to give away, but we should wait for, you know, the next two podcasts.
All right. So, because I know August is coming up. That's the only reason why I'm thinking. You know, I want to make sure these guys got travel plans. But, all right. So,
you know what? Just let's advertise that the last three will go out next weekend or next show.
Okay.
So call in.
Yeah. All right. Let's have Doug call in again. Doug, who's on holding from Virginia. Yeah. Doug, you call in again. You still have a shot at the tickets, okay? So I'm not talking to him on the phone. You're going to have to let him know. So, all right. So, all right. We got that done. So now we got we're going to move on to – we're going to give away the rest of these tickets next week. And we appreciate you guys calling in. And we're going to follow up with you. I'm telling you.
So one tiny bit of news.
Yeah.
Did you see that Lotus that takes a full charge in 9 minutes? The new car, the new supercar that Lotus has coming out.
Yes, and it's,
you see
it's,
anything
it's,
about that?
But it's like crazy horsepower. I forgot the name. It's like Aisha or Aisha.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to attempt to pronounce that.
I don't know. And then it's going to have crazy horsepower. It's going to have. I'm going to say over 1,000. Oh, almost 2,000. Almost 1,973 horsepower. Aisha. Maybe it's Aisha. Aisha. It'll be the world's most powerful production road car. It's all electric. And it's an interesting look because, I don't know, the front's got a little bit of that new Ferrari, you know, kind of look to it with the lights and the front grill. And then the sides got a little bit of McLaren into it.
It's like a mashup.
Yeah, it is kind of a mashup. Listen, I like what Lotus is doing. I think they have great engineering and, you know, but is it the most reliable company in the world? You know. The photos look good and the design looks good. And
hey, and the 9 minute charge caught my eye, man.
Here's the thing with that. I don't know all the details about how that kind of stuff works, but to the best of my knowledge, yes, the vehicle can accept up to as fast as a 9 minute charge, but the amount of power and infrastructure you need at your home or whatever to make that happen is far more far-fetched, I guess you could say,
yeah.
Right? Like, you can't just roll up to the, you know, to the Ralph's and plug it in. It's gonna charge that fast. You need like superchargers stacked on superchargers. And I don't know. I just feel like as soon as you plug that thing in, you're gonna go to the meter in your house and it starts spinning in circles like in Vegas Vacation when he plugs in the lights, the Christmas lights of Vegas Vacation. I just, you know, like the, and the rest of the town blacks out, the power's gone, and there's like, you know, like, plants are going down, like electricity plants, power plants are going down. Like, I don't know what it's going to take to make it happen in 9 minutes, but
yeah.
It's not going to be, it's not going to, you know, the infrastructure is probably not quite there, but I like what they're doing with that.
I like what they're advertising.
Yeah. And it looks good. It looks good. And, I know you've got a busy August, so I don't think you're making it up to Monterey. It's the weekend, not even the. It's, you know, for us, it's the weekend after you and I are going to Detroit for Roadkill Nights. But we're going there. You and I are going up there Saturday, August 10th. We're doing a car cast there, and then I fly back. I know you're flying out to do stuff, and I fly back, and then Wednesday we turn around into the car and drive back up there, and It's one of the greatest events, you know, greatest U.S. events. It's tough to top that Goodwood, buddy. Goodwood we love. And you know, the concept cars and the things that they're going to be unveiling there at Gordon McCall's airport show and Pebble Beach. There's some interesting stuff. I'm actually looking forward to seeing that new Bentley, the Bentley prototype concept car thing. They're celebrating.
Are they going to have the new McLaren there, the GT there?
I'm fully expecting the GT to be there, and I would like to see the Ford GT. You know, the 25 Ford GT race cars that were announced at Goodwood Festival of Speed show up at Monterey. So we've got a lot going on over there. So it'll be interesting to check that out. Let me tell you guys a little bit more about Xibar. Heat is the enemy of speed. Xibar is a revolutionary high-temp coating that dissipates heat and increases performance of manifolds, headers, exhausts, turbos, and intakes. I can't wait to try it myself. Xibar coats the metal surface and doesn't allow it to absorb heat. On an uncoated stock components, the hot exhaust gas heats up, really heats up the metal and increases back pressure in the exhaust, causing reduced engine performance. Well, Xibar increases horsepower and torque. It reduces the metal surface and underhood temperatures. This is a big thing. You want your air conditioning to work better. You want everything to run better. If you're running a cold air intake or an open element intake under the hood, you want to keep it cool under there. So check this out. Of course, listeners, you who aren't do-it-yourselfers, visit Xicoat.com, click Coating Services, and Xicoat will coat your parts for you. You just fill out the form and you mail it in. They quote you a price right there. And if you need custom stuff done, give them a call or send them an email and tell them what you want. And they will and they'll take care of it for you. And those headers, they'll coat the inside and out. You know, they can do – those guys do a good job over there. So, okay, so this week – as we're in the studio recording this, and by the time you listen to this, I'm going to be heading out to Orange County, and I'm going to go to the mid-engine Corvette unveiling. It's Thursday of this week, so we'll report back on it next week. They have a big event going on over there. It's going to be interesting. This is what we know so far. Just recently announced, it will be called the Stingray. They may do variations of it, but the base model, I guess, will be the Stingray. They're bringing that name, keeping that name going. They released the font, the logo, the icon with it. It all looks great. We know that the mid-engine Corvette, the C8, as we would expect, there's probably going to be multiple versions at some point. We're going to see the base model, which I guess if you can call it a base model, and then expect a hotter version at some point and a racing car as well. There's no doubt, like the Pratt & Miller guys are so successful at Le Mans and all of their racing that there's going to be some version of this thing going out there in racing. Now, you might have read some early articles and spy photos of they were testing either a hotter version of this car, for lack of a better term, let's call it a ZR1 version of this car, or maybe the race car. And there was some chassis stiffening issues and some heating issues. But, you know, that's why they do testing. So I'm not worried about that. And if you scroll through all the news that's been happening in the past, 6 months or so, there's been some patent searches that reveal some possible aero, some active aero, like, you know, things that are moving, you know, flaps and things. I'm sure there's some sort of wing involved. Everybody's doing that now, but there may be some more active aero involved. And then as far as we know, the paddle shift DCT transmission is probably the only option that's going to be available. It'll be a 7-speed DCT. I believe Tremec is making it for them, which means it's probably the same transmission in the 2020 Shelby GT500. So it's going to be interesting. I'm going to go out there and check it out. And what do you think? What you've seen so far, Bill, about the C8 Corvette? You know, you've seen it all wrapped up.
I think it better be one hell of a car.
Yeah.
You know, because of all this hoopla and postponement and considering what they did with the sale of the Corvette last year and the last number of years, I've never been a Corvette guy, so I'm not excited to see it. I'm always excited to see something new.
Yeah.
You know, they're obviously breaking new ground with it, but I think it's time. The brand needed a change, and let's see if this is what it was calling for. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I was excited, but now it's just you know, like seeing a commercial over and over again. I mean, let's just get it over with already.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely interested in going and checking it out. I like what Corvette has done as a mark for their brand. It's great to have such a cool American sports car. I haven't owned a Corvette. My brother's owned a couple Corvettes. I've driven a handful, some modified ones, some stock ones, and all kinds of stuff, and they've been fun. I remember a few years ago, I went and visited Edelbrock when Vic was still alive, and Vic, he said, "Hey, I just developed a supercharger for the C7. Let's go for a ride." And man, the old man went nuts around the corner of that goddamn thing. So he was having a great time, but it was fun. So it was good to spend a little time with Vic Edelbrock. And then later he invited us out on his yacht when we went to Monterey. So we got the chance to do that as well. Chris, you were on the
yacht. You got all these cool things, man.
Yeah. Vic Edelbrock's yacht's painted Edelbrock red.
I know. Yeah. I got to take off my shoes.
Yeah. You got
to
take off your shoes.
I would expect it to be no other color.
Yeah. You got to paint it up. All right. I got to tell you guys a little bit about Dodge. There's no better time to celebrate speed, power, and performance than during Dodge Performance Days. So hurry in and replace the new car smell with the scent of burnt rubber. And the last thing I want to tell you guys real quick is, because we've got a few minutes left and we got to give up the studio, but I'm driving the Acura TLX. And maybe that doesn't sound as exciting to you when I just say it like that, but the Acura TLX is their midsize. Yeah, I guess midsize, maybe 3 Series size. Yeah, sedan. However, they came up with a cool way to make it sort of a limited production car and make it kind of special. So they take the TLX, they take the body in white, they send it over to their PMC plant, which is the performance manufacturing center. And that's where the Acura NSX is made. And they finish the TLX, they finish building it, in the same way they would an NSX. So now the car's all hand-built. It gets dyno-tested, everything. But the TLX PMC edition also has this exclusive paint. It only comes in this one color, this red, and it's fantastic. It's all hand-finished, multi-layers. It's got a base coat, and then it's got like a tint clear coat, and then several more coats. It has like 2 more coats of clear, and then it gets like color-sanded, and then it gets another coat of clear, and it is gorgeous. The paint is absolutely fantastic. So if you're a fan of Acura and you can't afford an Acura NSX, but you want some of that exclusivity, you can get an Acura TLX PMC edition. They're only making 360 of them, so you better hurry, and it's $50,000. So, but, you know, if you're into that. I've been driving
it up quite. You spruced it up quite well.
And listen, I was driving it, and it's an Acura TLX, and it's a really nice, you know, car to drive around. I guess if you want one that's special, you get the TLX PMC edition. Otherwise, you just get an Acura TLX and you drive it. You're done with it. But look, it's not an NSX. I don't know how else to sell this car to you, but the color is fantastic, and it's just. I don't know. It's just like
and the paint preparation makes it more aerodynamic, so that you get at least one more mile per hour out of the top speed. Considering the package doesn't give you anything mechanically,
that's the thing. There's no performance upgrades, and that's pretty much it. It's a TLX A spec, which is a nice car. I'm not trying to diminish the car. I'm just saying, I think, you know, an exhaust kit would have been nice or something on it. All right. Let's
just move on to Dodge.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap it up. We're gonna let things go here, and then we'll fill you guys in next week. More truck stuff. And then we'll get some updates, Bill, on your cars as
definitely
well.
More truck stuff. Warman got the big black beast started, man. So the engine's installed, all the piping's, plumbing, everything's installed, fired it up.
Yeah.
Just finishing up the details, and hopefully my big badass black truck will be in California soon.
Good. Well, maybe we need to get Warman on the phone next week and get an update.
Sounds good to me.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening. Until next time, keep the air and the spare in the bag and the wheel.
Later, tater.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.